Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Unlearning toxicity. That's what we do on this broadcast. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today as we kick off our broadcast, as I do on all of our broadcasts. This broadcast is about transformation. It is about knowing the self and unlearning those places where we become angry, confused, and all of the other things that don't allow us to live a whole, perfect, and complete life. That's what this broadcast is about. So I ask you now for this prayerful meditation to understand that you're letting go of the hustle and bustle and all of the worry that we allow into our lives, and understanding what we can do to cleanse the mind. Our prayerful meditation is a part of that, and that is why we start off all of our broadcast allowing you to know the beingness that you are, that you are whole, perfect, and complete. And sometimes in running around and having to do a lot of things, we forget who we are. So the prayerful meditation is to center you and bring you back to the self-reliance that you were born with. So I ask now that you close your eyes very gently, all of you that can close your eyes, and begin breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner. And for those of you who are doing something that don't allow you to close your eyes, I ask that you do the breaths as well, to breathe in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner, and listen to the words in our prayerful meditation taken from the book, Enlightenism. Let us begin. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep full breath in through your nose and just hold it for a minute and release it very slowly as you bring your attention back to the broadcast by opening your eyes on that last breath. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always like to leave you with one part of the prayerful meditation, the affirmation that can remain with you throughout the day. And what I think is so applicable, because a lot of things happen in the course of the day. This is taken from a prayerful meditation or affirmation that we did today. And it says, regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. And when you know that, it gives you the responses from the wholeness that you are a part of. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for getting us going today. Oh, powerful. I have to take a little breath, deep breath on it. It was some very good information to get us started working on ourselves so that we can feel good about who we really are.
Yes.
Not who we have been taught to believe that we are.
Right.
But getting to that other awareness of being, the one that is inside.
That's right. That awareness
aware
is whole. That's whole, perfect, and complete, and allows
that's
you
correct.
To make all your responses from that feel. So true.
Absolutely. And you always you're always focused on enlightenism and the power that's within. And that's what
Absolutely.
These meditations are about. Yeah, that's what the meditation is about. So we're not going to give up. We're going to continue on this path until the work is finished.
That's right. That's what it's about.
So
enlightenism, this is the work that we
That's right. Enlightenism is in the world.
That's right.
And
it will not be denied.
That's correct. It will not be denied. Thanks so much. Thank you
You're
so much.
You're welcome.
And one of the things about enlightenism is that even though it's a word, it's more than a word, it's a philosophy, it's a way of life. It's to remind each one of us that we can discover and know the power within. We do not have to rely on others to teach us about the greater power within. The greater power within is whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, faceless, and formless. And on this broadcast, we learn how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind, to overcome dependency on the past. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. Reminds me today of my latest blog, How to Cleanse Your Mind of Illusions. How to Cleanse Your Mind of Illusions. The book, Enlightenism, which is available at Amazon, is a great start. It has great foundation, great information, thought-provoking insights that describes the path to Enlightenism, the path to self-discovery, the 10 principles of Enlightenism to work that will guide you into yourself, to work in the mind and letting go of the hearsay information that you have received from others. An illusion, for those of you who may be unfamiliar with Enlightenism, illusions are the source of our faith in others' beliefs. You know, illusions are the source of our faith in others' beliefs. Depend and believe on others. And when we do, we fall into the trap, the pit of pain and suffering, where we're always depending on others to give us our power. And we strip our minds of all of its power, and we give it to others. We can't do anything without it. I'm going to pick up on that point as soon as I read a little from this powerful blog, how to cleanse your mind of illusions. I am greater than the I that I created. Seek and you shall find. Things appear not as they are, but as we are. Most of us suffer from universal trauma, but don't know it. We don't know it because we depend on illusions for power and clarity. We inherited the illusions from past generations. When we inherited them from our parents and society, we didn't know they contained a poisonous virus. They infected us with the victim dependency virus, which we passed on to the next generations. Our parents and others taught us to depend on them for the truth. They wanted us to trust them and believe they would never do anything to harm us. Most of them didn't intentionally try to harm us. Unfortunately, they were unaware of the deleterious effects of the dependency virus. They didn't know the virus would create generations of powerless victims. They didn't know it any more than we did. That's some passages from excerpts from the blog, How to Cleanse the Mind of Illusions. As I said, illusions are the source of our faith in others' beliefs. I had a conversation recently with someone who wanted to share with me how happy they were to be alive today. Man wanted to say how happy he was to be alive and that he was doing everything to live his life to the fullest. And he went on to talk about living in the present, and that's all you have, and the future's not promised to any man, and so forth. And then he said to me that I also want to let you know, he said, Brother Malcolm, I want to let you know that I'm thankful that God allowed me to get up today, come into the fitness center, and do my work, because I cannot do anything without God. I can't know anything, can't think anything without God basically telling them what to think. So I asked him basically, what role did you play in coming to this realm, inspiring yourself to take care of yourself? He said none. Basically, it all comes from God. That God is the source of everything that he does. And so I wanted to find out from him, who, you know, where did you get your education from? Did you get it? How did you learn how to speak English, history, sociology, social studies, and all these things that people study in high school, geography? I said, did that come from God or man? He said, everything comes from God and basically nothing from man. So he was dead set on saying that only information that he believed that he had learned and only information he could learn came from what others had told him about the Bible, the scriptures. And that because someone taught him English, and I didn't tell him about erroneous history, like Columbus discovered America and so forth, and George Washington never told a lie, and Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings had a love affair. Not a slave-master relationship, but a love relationship. I didn't get into all of that with him because I wanted to make the point. He had learned information from others. And this information for others created in his mind a dependency factor that is rooted in faith. He had faith in what others had taught him, but he didn't believe the others were teaching them. He thought they were disciples of God, that God had inspired them to teach them the English language and history and so forth, and that God was dictating and controlling his life, and that he could do nothing. He could not exist or anything without God. He couldn't go to the store without God directing him to go to the store. So he went on further to say that he believed that God was in heaven. Jesus came into the world and died for his sins. And then he was intermingling God and Jesus. So I said, which one are you talking about now, Jesus or God? Then he said, they're the same. God, the Father, the Son, and he threw in the Holy Spirit. And I found it very strange because it reminded me of the things that I am doing with Enlightenism and the conversations, how so many people who are powerless people, meaning that they are on the bottom rung of society without any power, how much faith they have in what other people taught them, and they don't even believe that the other people are teaching them. He had no idea when he didn't even know who King James was. So he just, you know, he had heard, he thought King James was the prophet. Then I explained to him he was a British king. Thought King James, a British king that had all kinds of people serving him and dealing with all types of exploitation of people around the world, was somehow God-inspired. God inspired King James, and that all of the things that King James was, that told us came from God. And when we recognize, and I was basically saying to him, when we can do nothing on our own, in other words, we don't have a mind, and we absorb information in the mind, beliefs that we receive from others, but we don't believe that the others are teaching us the information because we believe it comes from God and that God wants us to be this way. So he was equating faith and hearsay information about people that he knew nothing about, but he believed them, but he was in denial about believing them. In other words, he's in denial that someone had taught him English, someone had taught him history and so forth. Everything was related to one book, the scriptures. Hold that point. I'm coming right back. I'm bringing Sister Carlin in a quick message, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sister Carolyn. You're listening to the Powers of the Mind Hour. I'm Brother Malcolm. We have the book Enlightenism here available for you. You can get it at Amazon. It's a powerful book with a lot of great information and affirmations in it to assist you with cleansing your mind of illusions. And I was talking about earlier about a conversation I had with a brother that was deeply rooted in the past and believing the illusions of the past were real, that there was a reality there. And that there's a reality in hearsay information. And that reality is what shapes our lives. And that if we don't think the way that he thought, then we were somehow disconnected to God. That the only way we can connect to God is to believe King James Version of the Scriptures or to believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And to accept this information, absolutely. We are to ignore how the Bible was created, how the Scriptures were created, and trust what others have told us. But then when you dig and use your own mind, and you can read, and most people can, you can read enough. All you have to do is go say something into your cellular phone, and the internet will bring up all types of information that you answer most of your questions. What this pointed out to me during the conversation is that there's a big disconnect between Enlightenism and illusions, between power and clarity and illusions. Illusions are very powerful because they appear to be real. And even when we know and can understand that it is an illusion, we're too frightened to let go of our faith in the illusion. So it reminded me that with Enlightenism, we have to present Enlightenism in a way for those who are willing to understand faith, hearsay information, and dependency on others. And the only way that can happen is you have to engage in a conversation with a person who is willing to understand their faith, understand hearsay knowledge, and then understand how dependent they are on things in the past. Now, all three of those things have to come in place or you cannot have a conversation. Because when we're fixed in one way, and see, Enlightenism is not fixed in any way. Enlightenism is clear. It's about self-discovery. It's about direct knowledge that you know for yourself. And whether you know anything or not, that's what you know. If you don't know who you are and who you're aware of being, that's what you know. That is your level of awareness. And to gain greater understanding about who you are, you have to get the information on your own. There has to be some type of commitment on your part to understand what faith, hearsay information, and dependency means. And if you don't know what it means, then you keep parroting the same information, you know. All I need to know is in the Bible. But then why did you go to school? Why did you work? Why do you get a job in the world? Why do you work? Why do you choose to do something? Did God tell you that this is what you needed to do for 30-something years, 40 years? This is all God could do for you, a power that is greater than any power that you can conceptualize, and all the power wanted you to do was work for somebody for 30 or 40 years. And then you can accept this and say, this is what the Lord wanted me to do, without having a mind of your own. And what I mean by a mind of your own, you're listening to something. You either believing the scriptures is all that there is, and then you're confusing what you have learned from others and trying to separate the two, the knowledge of toxicity and the illusions about race and color and all of these other things that we learn. We want to deny that we learned them because somehow they are part of God's plan for us to be victims or powerless. And that's not what I'm talking about. With enlightenism, you have to be open to understand it's the conversation is about you, not about people you don't know. Because you've never met Jesus and you don't know anybody that has. Never met him, don't know who has met him. Never met any of the people of the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't know any of them. Don't know King James. But you heard about them. That's called hearsay information. And it's inadmissible to enlightenism. You cannot use inadmissible information to get direct information from the source of power and clarity. So there's conflict between faith in what you have been taught by others and what you know for yourself, what you have taught yourself from direct knowledge. And that's how you cleanse your mind of illusions. And I'll read more. I'm going to read some excerpts tomorrow from the book Enlightenism, which I encourage you to get from Amazon today, or you could go to our blog and get it, mrbysociety.org, and get the book Enlightenism. But it's all over the internet. Anywhere, any bookseller you want to go to, all you just say Enlightenism. Brother Malcolm, thank all of you for stopping by today. Sister Carolyn and I'll be back with you tomorrow, 12 p.m., to continue how to cleanse your mind of illusions and to make very clear an illusion is dependent upon your faith in someone else's beliefs about who you are and about the greater power in you. Have a great day. Here's Sister Carol to close us off.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon, or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you.
Long time coming, but I know.